Welcome. I'm so glad you decided to try out this exercise. With the worksheet in your hands, the first thing you'll want to do is think back about times when you have admired, respected, or felt drawn to a particular individual because of their character and their competence. This could be a character out of a movie. It could be a fictitious individual inside of a book. It could be somebody you knew. It could be somebody in history, someone that you may never meet in person. Anyone is possible. Write three names down of individuals that in this moment come to mind as I'm asking you to think of them. Who are people that you admire, their competence, their character? There's something about them that draws you to them, or you have some respect for them. And it doesn't have to be in totality. None of us are perfect, so you're not going to find a perfect human being to respect or admire. We all have our flaws. So with that in mind, pick your three, write their names down, one on each area, one, two, and three on the worksheet. When you have completed that, write the words, the adjectives, the phrases that describe what is it about that individual that drew your attention to them. Write those words and phrases down. Take some time and push pause if you need to take the adequate time to notice what it is exactly you admire or respect or are drawn to in these individuals. Once you finish that, circle or highlight the things that really stand out to you, the things that seem like, man, those are just shining examples of things that you're drawn to. And then let's talk about magnets. In third grade, you may have learned about magnets. We know that they are made out of cobalt and iron, maybe a little bit of nickel, and then they are charged. And they won't attract the wood or your hair. Maybe not even your refrigerator at times. They will be attracted to anything that is made of iron, pure iron, like iron filings, things you find in sand, or some toys that have these fuzzy little iron filings that you can draw pictures with a magnet. The iron in the filing is attracted to the iron in the charged magnet. Like is attracted to like. And in this example, where we've asked you to name people and to write out what it is about them that you are drawn to, you're the magnet. And all those words that you wrote down are iron filings. In other words, they are little pieces of you, your most boldest, badass self. These are some of the brightest spots about you, some of the best of you. And in this exercise, I would challenge you to look at those words that you wrote down that are really reflections of your best self. These are the seedlings of your core value system. What would it be like if you lived the next few days being in alignment so that your actions are aligned, your behaviors are aligned with these guide words? Go try that. Thanks for playing along.